which is, we ended off Adi's Kasha, and again, what I said from the Shuvat HaRashba. So I have to confess that what I said was wrong. And a suggestion I had made, which I sort of rejected, is right. Shuvat what? Reish. Reish and Hey. Shkelek Aleph, and Shuvat HaRashba. And in one line, it's in the Rashba Navdalis. Subas, called a Nishita. Here's more by Rishas. No, the wrong simon, let's see if we can find the right one. Kuf Nun Hei, excuse me, Kuf Nun Hei. The Rashba takes the words that we keep hearing about Nisa Kvura, which we've been interpreting now for a long time. Yom Nisa Kvura, don't take it literally. Yom Nisa Kvura only comes to the exclusion of Yom Kvura, which is not Yom Mitzvah, but Yom Mitzvah, Yom Kvura, that is the right. It's only derived from our Ninas of Kutcher and my Sashay, there's nothing to talk about. Oh. So the Rashba uses the same words Yom Mitzvah Kvura, quotes the same Sukkim of Aninas, and look at the Rambam, that's what it boils down to. Look at the Rambam, that the day of Misa alone, if there's no Kvura, is not the right, so because there's no available until the Kvura. If the day has only Kvura, not a Misa, it's again not the right. And guess what the source is, at least the parenthesis source. So let's look on the Rif. I look up the Rif. The Rif is in, here in Asugi and Marikot. The Rif uses the word Mitzvah Kvura. And we should have realized this on our own, because the Rambam always tries to follow the Rif. And we know what the Rambam says. We know what the words of the Rif uses. So you have to say that this possibility is real. And your Mitzvah Kvura is the Rambam Shita, not what the Ramban calls the Golden Shita. The Rambam Shita. That's all. So I have to apologize because I was leading you all along to the understanding that these words, Misa Kfur, just really means Misa. It could mean that, but the Ramban tries to say it means on the level of Doraisa. But the Raj is the same which Fakir, like the Rambam. And presumably that the Rambam understood the Rif and the Gaonim. Okay, that's comment. Thank you very much, Ari, for an important note, which I have fully appreciated. Okay. Now, Rabotai, we are just a little bit left over in the Sugya in Subit before we turn our attention to the new sugya of Kibbutz. Okay, Rabotai. So we were discussing the question of why is it that, I guess I need to go on Subit even just for a minute, why is it that the, what happened to Issa Daraisa? How many Kibbutzim did we have? We had thank you very much. The Ramban, as in Doche. Yeah, the Rosh, talking about, thank you, the second day, which is the Rabbonon, right? Then you have the Ramah, then you have the Mishkan of Yaakov and Ar Yaakov, okay? And then you have, these are all, so let's discuss it again. Assuming that there exists an Issa D'Oraisa, and you're Dochet, how many verses do we have of that? We have the Ramban, that says Dochet, the Ramah, first day of Chosin, the Mishnah Yaakov, 7 days of Chosin, and then we'll get to now the Ran, Sheva Altas. The other Teret, no matter how we could cut it in a number of different ways, the fifth Teret, because again we had five, yesterday's Kash had five of today's, but this fifth can be cut many ways, and there is no Issa D'Oraisa. Not that you're matching Issa D'Oraisa, there is no Issa D'Oraisa. Why not? Either the Rosh, no Avelas D'Oraisa whatsoever, or the Russian's defense, that we're talking about a case where it happened at night, right? Or the Rambam, which is the Shuvat HaRashba, that happened before the Kvura. So again, those are all three different versions that there's no Issa to begin with. There are four ways to be Docha the Issa, and then there's a fifth answer, which comes three different variances, is that there's no Issa to begin with. Okay? So we have five answers to this question as to why you're matter the Issa D'Oraisa. The fifth one, so there is no Issa, was five A, B, and C. And we had five showed them yesterday as to why they preferred the matter before Avelis as opposed to after Avelis, which also obviously relates to this question. Now I want to discuss the Ran for a moment. So the Ran had expression of Sheva Al-Tasa, and I understood it to mean, as we said yesterday in the Shir, that it, although he's doing an act of Via, nonetheless, since Avelis in principle is not a don't do this, the Torah says do, but they call it the Rambam Shita, and then other Evan Shita, the Riz Shita. That there's Avelis D'Oraisa. It doesn't say a pasuk, don't do this, don't do this. It says, Yachalti Chanos Hayom Hita Bene Hashem, assuming that that's really the source. So therefore, it's an inference. that a person should conduct himself in a state of aninus, of sadness. As a result of that, he should not do certain things, including the mice of bia. So though he's doing the bia, become that same, it's considered the yesh koch, lakot avim and atorah, bia, shave, the altas. So I mentioned that the divrei sofim, that's what we got, that's what I got the end of the shiur yesterday. He quotes the Rambam. Rambam, let's take a look, if you want to know, now that everybody has it. Oops. I just got to look out. Not the Rambam, it's the divrei sofim. Thank you very much. I congratulate the winners and those for the losers of the girl. It's a shame they'll be more common. But in the Siman Shinman Bays, let's read it inside, not that more people have it. In the Amek Dovor, the Cotton Lamed, he says, the COVID is amazing, the eyes are also young, I feel the eyes are also young. He was in the bottom. I forgot to solve the omitzvah kvur avi avelos of midda oraisa. Nechleku, according to those who shown in Nechleku, we shown in Koven also bo b'yom, moshet tzorach l'alino ad l'mochar, look at the sheet of the Ksubis. Oh, here it is. Shut the Rashba, kuf nun hey. Look at that. Okay. So he says, but we pass him to Rabbonim. And then he says, fine, look what he told you now. Gama tov n'avid oraisa, rov rishonim tov n'shakovim also bo b'yom, יש כוח בין החכם לאקו דובר מן התור בשבי על פס. Right, that's the run. Okay? That's the run. Fine. Now, what does it mean? There's a bracket. The kodem שנקפה לא הווי עבר את דור רייסו. The אחה שנקפה ונצבר למפרע שבשור שבול היו עובר מדור רייסו, הווי יקיר בשבי על פס. What? This is the 1%. I don't know, I just don't understand what he's saying over here. Even with the Shiva Thirazwa, I don't know Shiva Thirazwa, I don't understand it. If you have the Rambam, you don't have to know anything else. Because the Rambam can only run. The Rambam is Faker, he's assuming the passions like the Ramban. I did the Novelas, the writer from the very beginning. Nonetheless, the Nakira, the Shevi Altar. So that's the one that we started us talking yesterday. Fine. That's good. That's good. But now, what does it say over here a little later on? In the Rambam itself, the Emma Royalist Asik, with Varam Shal Simcha Kol Oso Yom. Right? What does that mean? Yeah, Chazal has the power to be okay with Avelus, but they use it very sparingly. They use that power sparingly. They'll allow you to do the Bia because it's a necessity in order to trigger the Shiva Tzmei Mishnah to avoid a Hefzit. But the guys don't want to go to Disneyland. I don't want to go to dancing out in the town. But after all, the Eshkol Achadavim and Atar B'Shev Al Tzah, wow. You shouldn't be misasking that day in Divrei Simcha, which is not for any purpose. You shouldn't have, you're not mechiv to a Ela Sheinu Chayav Lass Maiseh Shel Avelus V'Hainu Shevi Al Tatsa. What does that mean? That's the word Shevi Al Tatsa here does not mean the same as the word Shevi Al Tatsa in the same line. It's a very long line that starts with the word Shevi Al Tatsa and the word Shevi Al Tatsa. It means two different things. The first time Shevi Al Tatsa means it's a lumdus, that although they're telling you to do an action, but since the Avelis in principle is to be in a state of Avelis, you're doing something which is an act which is not appropriate to that, it's not considered an Aver B'Kum V'Aseh, it's an Aver Shev V'Atasim. At the end of the line, he says, you shouldn't do a Maisa V'Hayim Shev V'Atasim, you shouldn't put on a ripped shirt, you shouldn't put on a Tifa Sarosh, Kriya Samita. That's what he means, in that kind of a context. That's what I think it means. And therefore, even though they were not okay, they did very simple Shalom, Shalom the Torah, but they were also the mice of the Kum Vasei, which is the Vatal Simchas Kosan Biyoseh. You don't have Itzuf, you don't take off your shoes necessarily. That's what I think it means. Then he says, why shouldn't it be the same as Yontif Sheni, according to the Gaonim? What happens over there? He says, you make your Avelis on Yontif, right? So why over here they were also the Avelis more than Yontif Sheni? Yontif Sheni, according to the Gaonim, we spoke about this, the famous riff, the Rush. Simon Gimel. As the Gaon said, if someone dies and is buried, you have a veil. Here too, a chosen should certainly be a veil. It's an interesting answer. Yes, Shlomo. At the time, I feel that Rina Shinek Avelos be your Rishon, I feel the Raisa. I feel the Hachi, the Shara Yonim, the Avelos Shalom, the Rabbonon, lo Yino, the Imkain, lo Havi Ritzufin. When they said to keep Avelos going to the Bahad, when the person died and the last day on the Chutzlar, that's the first of seven consecutive days. But over here, they said that on that particular day they were matter the beer. They had to do this to prevent hefset. So we're going to say, okay, we'll allow the beer to prevent hefset. Then we'll have one day of avail, because that's all right, sir, for all other purposes. And then we'll have 7 days of mishnah, because that's what we're trying to do over here to prevent hefset. We just prepare food for a whole week. And now we'll have 6 more days of avail. Wow! You have to have resources. That's why they said the first day is no avail whatsoever. Okay? Now one final nekuda. One last nekuda. We had the nekuda sakesef. Oh, keep falling into that trap. And the nekuda sakesef, and we pointed out that he calls the machlok the Rosh and the Radach. And the Reisofa said, if you look carefully in Simon Shintai Gimel, this base, it's mashma, it's a machaber, it's like the Radach. So those all of the Shulchan Aruch see it together. Shin Tei Gimel Siv Beis. So on the Ma'am, okay? We're reading just from the middle a little bit. Okay. אבל אם כונס לחופה בסקיל ימי המשנה שלו וחכך מייס או מייס מוטל לסייח על אימא כבר בשער מייל והוא שבועל אבל אם לא בועל עושה לסייח על אימא כל ימי העבר So what does that mean? It's toward the very end of this day. Look, in the first half, Konas Lechupo and Boal, so he has Shiva Tamei HaMishter, so there's an Easter of Yichud, we know this from the Sugya. If Lo Boal, what changes? What changes in low boah? Also, it's Yachayim of Kol Yomei HaEvel. What do you mean, Kol Yomei HaEvel? So the word Kol Yomei HaEvel, telling me, is it's Shiva Tamei HaMishnah, and the Shiva Tamei HaEvel, which follow in that order. First Shiva Tamei HaMishnah, then Shiva Tamei HaEvel. Why? To low boah. How does Shiva Tamei HaMishnah get in first? So the answer is, with the Radach. Since the Chupa came before the Misa, so the Shiva Tamei HaMishnah come first, even in the absence of a Bia. This is the Posh Pshat. It's a Poshup shot. But we explained that maybe the Mechabal is a Shittos that he likes to avail of the Horizon. But it's an interesting point over here. Interesting point. The Tur quotes this Lashon. You know, the Tur seems to be passing like his father, the Rosh, that avails of the Rabbanan. So what are you going to do? So that's an interesting interpretation, perhaps. The Shita Mekubetet says, Rabbosai, that if there was chuppah without bia, it's sufficient to be docha the Shiva Tamei HaMishneh, even if the mace died before the chuppah. So what's the obvious question? If the chuppah is enough to postpone the avelus, even if the mace died first, what's the obvious question? Why am I to the bia? It's ridiculous. Says the Shita, because if you're not to be about to the bia, it's a chuppah she'ena ruya the bia, and there was no chuppah. You have to be matter. So it never has to happen. You have to be matter. So that's a very sharp story. So if that's the case, you understand over here very well. We say over here that in low boal, the Shiva Tamei HaMishneh comes first. Right? We had this whole long distance, why is the difference of dies first? Not that, no! Not the quote of the Torah holds that the Rabbani rejects all that long distance. We said, that's only the right to take a long distance. Well, it's just a kvura. But the word is that the chuppah alone is enough to knock off, except it has to be a chuppah or royal beer in the first place. So if they made a chuppah in Bishaita, which was royal beer, and the beer never took place, it's enough to knock it off. Otherwise, not. That's what we're suggesting. Fine. The person call Yemei HaEvel. Call Yemei HaEvel. Even the Yemei HaMishnah are called Yemei HaEvel, because Dvar Mishabitzina is Noah. That's how the Beit Sofer explains over here. So look at the Beit Yosef right over here in Shin Pei Gimel. It's Mefurish like the Radach. No, you don't need any inferences. Mefurish. Okay, with this we conclude the Sugya, and now begin the Siyata, the Shemaya, the Sugya of Yisurei Avel. We really haven't touched with it. We've spoken a long time already, a few weeks. We haven't touched Yisurei Avel yet. No? I mean, we keep talking about it. What is it? Is it the right? Is it the Rabbanu? When it starts? When it... But what exactly is us? as I mentioned to you, the plan, if we'll succeed in this plan, the plan is to begin one by one, to go through the Surya Avelis now, and I will try in each case to tie it in a little bit to the laws of the 9 days and 3 weeks, because they, and Tisha B'Av itself, so they are significantly related. And the Mitzvah Shem, I hope to be able to finish it, I hope, a couple of days before Tisha B'Av, so they'll be able to learn Hilchos Tisha B'Av proper just before the fast, and then we'll hope to become a Yom Tov at the end, so the Allah of Allah, that's the plan. Okay. So Rabotai and the Ma'am HaKomis, we have a Gemara called Gimel Amud Aleph. And I want to tell you in advance, a lot of complexities here to me in the text, flying back and forth, the Tosfos in the heart, the Ramban's the heart, don't panic. We will not have the mechuyus to know every single line, but this is the thing we'll try to without going with every last little detail. We'll do the best we can. What does it say in Chof Gimel Amud Aleph? What does it say there? Tana Rabbanan, the last two lines. Kol Shloshim Yom Legiyus, Echad Kerem Kadoshim, Echad Kerem Yishonim, Yosem Mitoch HaMachbesh. So the 30 days, Giyus is prohibited. What does Giyus mean? The Machlokas Gedolei HaRishon. This is I apologize, and Maram Mokam, I left it out. You saw it in Shulchan Aruch, Maram Mokam, I left it out, and we showed my mistake. Please send it in the Mukhe Yosef, Yud Dalet Amud Beis. And our prince, you can add it to your list. Sorry, I left it out, just a few lines. Yud Dalet Amud Beis, he tells you what he thinks Giyus means, as opposed to Kibbutz. But Kol Shloshim Yom, that's the last wide line on top. Pirish, Kibbutz she'asru chachamim, Kol Amud Yom, mi Giyus Dafko, Shehem, Mayim be'Efro b'Nesir b'Boris, Ben Klei Tzema, Ben Klei Pishta. Okay? He says, what's Giyus? Giyus means washing with soap. And what is Kibbutz? You're not going to believe it. What does it mean? No. Plain water. Unbelievable. Washing with water, as I stand in the Mokayosis, washing with water is kibbutz, washing with soap is called giyut. And then he adds, it's a dafkal alobshan, the 30-day prohibition is to wear garments that have been washed with soap and water. A volition lame, a guy, triyacha shivak, a nichon, a chalamid, came in a lobshan mutter. Okay, and he quotes the right one. That's what I wanted to show you. This is his definition of what's called giyut. Most Rishon, I believe, disagree. And say giyut, the way it's used in its modern translation, means ironing. There are various Arabic words they use that mean something we would call ironing. Press. Even the word press I found. Pei, resh, al, ayin, samach, I found one of the far. Press. Not a full court press, but if you press the thing down, we call, setting it to be pressed. It needs to be ironed. That's what we call giyut. That's what most Rishonim hold. Fine. Okay, so there's the Gemara. The kibbutz is only for a week, and giyutz is for a month. Tosfos tries to demonstrate it. Dafka giyutz, the Tosfos calls shalom the giyutz. Dafka giyutz, us have a below giyutz called kibbutz mutter. We see in Chav Zayim Beis, al tifkul the meis, okay, to shloshim yom the giyutz to listen for it. And he quotes from the Sefer Slachot. Okay, abo kibbutz mashma the shari. He quotes the Gemara Yevam. It's a complicated Gemara. Smooth. Complicated Gemara. I am a Sefer Slachot and Fakert. He uses the word kibbutz. It really means giyut. Fine? Good. So Tosfos is trying to demonstrate that giyut, that kibbutz is only for 7 days. That's the Pasha something more back attention of. Gemara quotes various Yisurim, this, and it quotes kibbutz as well. Pasha is only also for 7 days. That's a simple shot of all the Gemara. There's one Sefer Slachot. All right. The lush can be left out. That tells a new twist. The sixth line. Me'acha de kibbutz shari, giyutz nami shari. Lididan. Kibbutz is mutter after 7 days. So giyutz is for us mutter after 7 days. Why? More in the sense of ksubas and entainas, of sesam and days, and the amount of time. The giyutz shalano ke kibbutz shalahen. Our giyutz, in his bubble, is like the equivalent of their kibbutz. Their kibbutz is mutter after 7 days. So therefore, our giyutz is also mutter after 7 days. Hiksha Rav Shmuel Mivardum. The Rishmaitin Babaye Nafik Vekule. Dalai Gemara right here. Of Gilman Amar Alf. Last two lines. Babaye Nafik Begirda the Sarbala. Kerebi. The different restrictions within the Easter of Giyot. New clothes, old clothes, colored clothes, white clothes, with all the process. but also when you're of Giyot, so how can Abaye be Abaye? Of a bubble of a kind. The Giyot Dino Eno Eloke Kibbutz. So what's going to bring right from Abaye? From the Koma Kamashi, how can it be? They quote an answer, amazing answer. Here's a mitzvah. The problem of the VM Eretz Yisrael, Kalim and Duhasim. Yeah, it was imported. Imported or exported, as they say. Clothes of Eretz Yisrael go out the bottom. The trade industry. Oh, Shema Parmesh and Mavian, Umnim, Yodim, Legayet, Kiv Eretz Yisrael. Ooh, world experts to know how to iron clothes that they used to know how to do it in Eretz Yisrael. All right, this is clearly the ironing, presumably that the experts on how to do it. Fine. Umori Rivazat Talaya, Osa Lechavet V'Dal Shloshim Yom. They near a low litzkos call elu because there are these little things. I'm a sechus malchus kipshuto here, and I'm a stickle a half a raya there. So although the main proof, the main body of literature seems to indicate that kibbutz is 7 and giyus is 30, at the row we showed it, the rebbe disagrees. No, kibbutz is usher for 30 days. And he has a problem with the gemara in Yevamos. He gets out of the gemara in Yevamos. And he has all kinds of gemaras. That's what he said. I not says vav. All the also b'tichboses. Mashma le'achas shiva shari. I told you before. Hasam, look at this now. Hasam b'mayim ayri. V'lo b'netzev v'chol. Whoa. What's netzev v'chol? Clearly, he's not learning like whom, Rabotai. That's in the Mukhe. The other book I also say, the Nesef calls the Giyot. He learns that the Giyot means that oppressed. What iron? What is it? But within Kibbutz, an interesting split that the Rivo has. The Gemara and after Zav, Kibbutz is also for a week, means Kibbutz was only with water. But Kibbutz with soap is in effect, the Rivo is saying, a kind of a Kibbutz which is also for 30 days. Now, if he held this is Giyot, he wouldn't have any problems in all these other Gemaras. It's not really Giyot proper, but it's a kind of a Kibbutz, which is the equivalent of Giyot. That's how the Rav said, trying to add all the Gemaras. Some say also, some say Mutter, depends. Water is Mutter after 7 days, and soap is also fine. Okay. It goes back and forth at the Rias. Fine. What about washing clothes to be used subsequently? The discussion here in our Tosis. Let's start over here. Three is the Tosis Harav. The last one is Harav on the line. You see it? Harav. The hard the after giyut tapel lubos. I will a guy mutter. You want an iron clothes and wear them after the shloshim hetta gomer. What if I take a shloshim on the giyut? I know also lubos kenem the gawatim v'chule. Ad mutter lahola kenem the giyut v'tosh shloshim. Veni odeyem, I omer harav, heter b'kibus tov shiva. Would that also be mutter if you're going to wear them after shiva? U'mechalek nami ben l'chabes tov lilbosh. This is the mirror of any yitzchuk of candy with farsh b'shuva, so afilu l'chabes tov niyach osir, avada, it's not a good comparison. Giyus, what's the nature of the yitzchuk after shiva, what's the nature of the yitzchuk not to wear iron clothing. Kibus, which is an yitzchuk of shiva, it's a kind of a kind of hesach adas, it's also the pu'ula of kibbutz is also, the action of kibbutz is also, you're going to wear it after the shiva is over. Of course, the Gemara Tainus Kof Tesla Flourish. Let's also the chabetz of the haniach, the week of Tisha B'Av, you can't wash clothes, you're going to wear it after Tisha B'Av. And he says, the old Pirish B'Tshuv also, the kibbutz shalana mutter b'Tisha B'Av. You hear what's going on? You can wash clothes on Tisha B'Av. Unbelievable. How's that? It says, giyat shalana kibbutz shalahen. Mashra, the kibbutz shalano, ain't the kibbutz shalahem. And we go down a step. So our kibbutz, our washing, is not kibbutz. And he quotes in Ksubot Daviud as well. Wow. Miu, the Indian Yomei Avelut, also the kibbutz shalano, I feel the petition of Machmir, and all of the kibbutz shalano, we talk about minig. And he gives other examples of minhagim. See, minhagim. All right, once you talk about minhagim, then there's no question there. Don't ask me from the Gemara. Minhag. Karabosai, the kids are, what do we see so far in terms of? The kids are Nimrod. What do we see? There's an Easter of Giyot for 30 days with certain details over here. New, old, white, colored, Machlok, three days in Tanoim. What's the nature of that Easter of Giyot, Karabosai? Not to wear the garden of Neguhot. Do an act of Giyot, and during after Shiva, during Shlosh, it's way after Shlosh, it's Het Gama. Everyone agrees to this. What they disagree on is how you define Giyot. Is Giyot washing with soap, or is Giyot pressing, ironing? Okay, most of them hold the second view, although in the Mukhe, he also holds the first. Fine. That's as far as Giyot is concerned. What's Kibbutz Rabotai? He says Kibbutz is also not only to launder it and wear it on during Shiva, but it's even also to launder it in Shiva and wear it after Shiva. Correct? Correct. What's not addressed here in Tosfos? What's not addressed, and what's all the possibilities except for one? That's it. Yeah, the actuary. Wearing clothes which are washed before Avelis, during Avelis, or during Shavuot Tisha B'Av. That's not discussed yet. I'm out of here, right? Correct? To wear, if it's pressed before, you can't wear it during. To wash it during, you can't even wear it afterwards. To press it, between Shiva and Shlosh, and wear it after Shiva, it's Hebe. Those are three possibilities. But the fourth case, if it was washed before Avelis, before Shavuot Tisha B'Av. And now you want to wear it freshly laundered, and Vutar Asa. It doesn't say, not in the Gemara and not in Tosfos. Yes. Let's turn to the next Maramokam. Chav Dalet Amud Bey. Quote the Rashi who says, in Bo Lahachlef, the Godot Shekipsu Konam Arega, Lubos, the Godot Shemukubazim, it's okay. A Pirush Rashi, the Rehiksha, the Shari Begadim Shekipsu called him Emlo, with Stamanachim Nami Shari Begadim Amaguatsu. No, stop! Stop! This Mistama is incorrect. Oy. Rashi was nobody's fool. Rashi knew that Begadim Amaguatsu Marasa, but Rashi denied that Begadim Mechubasu Marasa. This is Chitas Rashi. It's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Begadim mechubasim, mutter or aser? Rashi says mutter, Tosfos says aser. And Tosfos, an interesting thing which you must have heard about in your time. Zeh minig ata, shemalbishin osa la'odam acher yom or chatzi yom, ve'ein zekori begad mechubas l'didei. Someone wears it, the char of the clothes for a day or half a day, it's no longer called mechubas. Okay, Rabotai, we're beginning to work out the facts. Everyone with me so far about that? Everyone with me? Yes, you with me. Everyone with me? Get it all straight? Gevaldik. Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. Rosh Siman Nun Gimel. The next Maramok. We're trying to go slow and build up. Yes?
Yeah, so, if we have 50 rush pulls, but let's say after Shabbat, we can do like 15 minutes and watch the Shabbat.
15 minutes? That's a half a day? I don't know. I do math. Half a day is half a day. You want to say something means 12 hours, it means half of a waking day, it means 8 hours, nope. 8 hours, no less. It's Yom HaChatziyom. So start now, Yaakov. We're around the clock for the next, so we're betting on Shkodesh already tomorrow. The Shkodesh is what, Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. You have very little time. You have to full time, figure out half a day, another half a day. You just figure it out, you can end up with enough shirts.
Have you ever heard of throwing it on the floor?
Throwing it on the floor.
Is that
really Yeah. I heard such thing, but I don't recommend it. Let's go. Simon Nun Gimel. In the Rosh Hashanah side, Simon, just going through the facts. No lumber, it's just facts. Okay, Simon Nun Gimel, what does it say there? Quote the Arrivit. Arrivit. The Arrivit is based large in the Gemara Masech with Tainus. How many Tanina saw Masech with Tainus so far? Raise your hand. Oy. How many saw the Russian Mud Cotton? Raise your hand. Oh, so most saw the Russian Mud Cotton, so you saw the Gemara Tainus indirectly. So instead of opening Tainus yet, we'll try to do what we can to restrict ourselves to the Rush. And over Shabbos, about you have probably a lot to learn on Shabbos. You have the Gemara. And then you can go try to catch up and finish the Ma'amah Karmas for Kibbutz. So we can maybe finish the Sugya on Sunday. Okay, because we really have a schedule to try to keep them. Okay. So what did Rosh quote away from the Sechel Tainus Chav Tess in the Beis? Klei Pishtan Ein Vahen Mishum Giyut. Okay? Klei Pishtan Ein Vahen Mishum Giyut. Oh, Gevaldik. So you have linen clothes and no din of Giyut. Says, so let's be matter over here as well. The rabbi says, no, still not allowed. Why? Hare amu asu lelovshon b'shava shalchal tishabav liot tisocha. Ukshe tiru klei pishtan, lovi tiru el lechabes elohaniach. Whoa, what did the rabbi say? That klei pishtan are more kal than other garments, not in the wearing of them, but rather in the, what, in the mice of washing them. That's how the Rav assumes. Because since the Gemara does say that you can't wear in the week that Tishabav took place, so that means that with respect to wearing them, there's no kulas. Only with respect to the Maisa Giyot, there is a kula. So when it comes to Avelus, says the Rav, there's no kula to talk about. Why? Because to do a Maisa Giyot, we already pointed out, is mutter even in a Shabbat garden between Shiv and Shlosh. There's no kula possible. The only kula of Pishtan is possible in a situation in which we say in the 9 day, in Shuah Shachalbo, we are normally not allowed to wash in order to use it later on. So that kula, that they were matter by Kli Pishtan. That's the Rabbi suggests. The Rabbi says. The Ramban, which I'm not going to even read now because you probably haven't seen it yet, I mean, Makatzer, and if you can't see it, so we'll do without it. You know, the Ramban says the Raivet is right for Lav Mitameh, for a different reason, says the Ramban. That Pishtan, he says, is different than other garments, only by with respect to Yeshanim. What's the reason? What's different about Pishtan according to the Ramban? Eino Misgahes Kahogen. I mean, you can't get all the dirt out. Linen, it absorbs the dirt so strongly you can't get it out. So, Memela, according to the Paskin and the Kablazim of Shimon, that the entire Isra of Giyot is only by Chadashim, only by new garments, so by definition there's no distinction in Hilchos Avelos between Pishtan and anything else, Manasha. If it's an old garment, it's always Mutter. If it's a new garment, the kula of Pishtan never was said. So presumably the kula was only said according to other days of Tanoim, and maybe and as far as the Tisha B'Av is concerned. The Kitzur, both the Rosh, the Raivet, and the Ramban agree that the kula of Pishtan does not work in Hilchos Avelos. It's two different reasons. Fine. So far, so good. Okay, now let's turn our attention to the concept of Giyut Shalanu Kikibu Shalahem and its extension, which is, we saw quoted already, and Rashi said it in Tainus, and we already saw it quoted in Tosfos, I believe. That the male our, right, Tosfos quoted it? That our kibbutz is even less than their kibbutz. It should be Heter Gomer. What's Heter Gomer? What's had to go? Here again a machlok. The Beis Yosef says what's had to come in kibbutz shalanu is only the maisa kibbutz, not the wearing of the begadim which were mechubasim to kibbutz shalanu. Going to the facts. This is a critical fact. He calls the kolbo who differs, and the kolbo says that when you say kibbutz shalanu with mutter, it's not only with respect to the maisa kibbutz, but it's also with respect to the wearing of the God of Mechubasna, HaMechubasna, B'Kibbutz Shalanu. Now, let's go back to the source. The Ramban the Ramban, this is the Ramban, which you don't have to feel bad, you didn't see the Maram Makomos. It's not on the Maram Makomos. Okay, but it should be on your new Maram Makomos. I really added the Mukhi Yosef. I'm adding a Ramban on page Reish Mem Vov. He says, Kibbutz Shalana was mutzel l'chabes ulahaniyah, only to wear it after the shiva is over. Why? The meleches arayhi. The Ramban is of the opinion that what's different about our kibbutz, as opposed to the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, is that our kibbutz in Tzavah is the meleches arayhi. It's on 1, 2, 3. In Eretz Yisrael, kibbutz is a complicated process with Matziach Das and the Avelus. But in Tzavah, it goes 1, 2, 3, they have different systems, and therefore, the meister was okay. But the wearing of the garment is no different in practical terms, whether it's laundered in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel. In Bavel, they had a sekund, a shtick, a trick, to be able to do a melechas arai with the same result. So you can't wear the begad of mechubas. And again, the Ramban is like Tarsus is an issa to wear a begad of mechubas. And he extends that issa to kibbutz shalanu, because the result is the same. All the respect of the maisa kibbutz, and the distinction exists between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Says the Beis Yosef, you want to look it up, it's an Aruch Chaim. Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Gimel. I asked you to see that Sif. You probably didn't get there yet. But I didn't ask you to see the Beis Yosef. And I got to the Beis Yosef, at least when he quotes the Kolbo. Now the Kolbo disagrees. Now the Beis Yosef says, he claims, that Rashi is like the Ramban. Whoa. That's a very significant ally for the Ramban to have. You know, I mean, Rashi, I mean, having Rashi on your side is certainly a valuable thing. Now, I'll read you, I know you didn't see Tainus yet, but I'll read you this, I have to read you this Rashi anyway, sorry, because I want to just understand it together. You'll see it over Shabbos or on Sunday, you'll see what I mean. Rashi says in Tainus, Chof Tet Omid Beis, Dibra Maskil Vi Gihut. Rashi says that Ein Yofel Kikibu Shalahen, the also the guys that made Tisha B'Av, Afilu La'aniach V'achat Tisha B'Av, Avo Kibbutz Shalanu Mutter. So Rabbi Yosef Kara said, oh, you see, that the whole heter of Kibbutz Shalanu is only with respect to La'aniach. Rabbi Yosef, what do you say about this? No, don't. Speak. No one? No one? Yes. It's against your Ramban the Kama time, but before you get to that, there's a basic problem over here in logic. You mentioned before Rashi and Chavdal and Medeis, Tosus quotes him, denies the entire issur of wearing Begad of Mechubasim. And the fact that Rashi uses the heter of Kibbutz Shalanu only with respect to the Maisa Kibbutz is not, as the Beis Yosef seems to have understood, because with respect to the east of the Gadol Mechubasim, Kibbutz Shalanu makes no difference. It's usher anyway. But rather, quite to the opposite, the contrary. It makes no difference because even Kibbutz Shalahem and Eretz Yisrael is also mutter. Rashi denies the existence of an isser of a Begad Mechubas. See, Mustam Shap, the distinction between their Kibbutz and ours with respect to the Mice of the Pu'ula of Kibbutz, of Le'aniyah. Not because otherwise it would be Osir, because there's no Issa to begin with. Lu Rabbi, I know. It's a Teledavu. Oh. You have to say, Rabbi, according to the Kolbo, and who's Matir, Kibbutz Shalanu, with respect to the East of Levisha, as the Ran says, you have it on, this is on the Maram Akarmas, the Ran and Tainus. This you should see. I'll read you just a little bit at the end of the long paragraph where it says as follows. I will be Baba Mutter. Why? Mesha Ein Mislavdim Sham Yofer. Mesha Meimeim Achurin. She'eino Eret Torah Mugvos Keret Israel. We know about water. There's the water with the chlorine and without the chlorine, and there's the Charles water, main campus water, our water, bottled water, flip, flip. There are many different kinds of water. And apparently how the laundry comes out is Hancock water. And it depends on how the laundry comes out, depends upon what kind of water you're using. Oh, that's right. Then we understand But we're saying, the Kalbo is saying that there's an Isser of Bugadim Mechubasim, but all of the Mechubasim with the water of Eretz Yisrael, but not with the water of Bavel. And that's the Mashmot. You have a chance to look at, again, not on the Maram Makarmis. If you look in the Ritva on Chav Tesemet Beit, seems to say like the Kolbo, and look there in footnote 180, the new Ritva that we have. And there, and that already thinks that the Ran didn't say Beferish like the Ritva and the Kolbo. He tries to derive that the Ran holds like the Ramban. I'm not so sure, because the Ran's reasoning and why Kibbutz Shalana was different than Nikki was not the same as the Ramban. The Ramban said in the Maisa, what's Melechus Haroi, what's Melechus Keva. But the Ritva said in the result, the same as the Ran said, what kind of water they used to use. Then it's logical to assume, although I can't prove it, that it would be a heter as far as Levishas Begadim Mechubatim as well. Okay? Very important. Let's now just for a minute, because I want you to see, look at me, a little puzzled look. What about today's laundry? Laundry of Tavshin Nuntes. Where's that fitting? So if you just look for a minute in the Mishnah Brura, or does anyone have a Mishnah Brura in the Hilchos Tisha B'Av? I asked people to bring it up. You can look in the Mishnah Brura or in the Big Shulchan Aruch HaRakayim, if you can. If not, I'll read it to you about that. It's not so complicated over here. Don't panic. Everything is not so hard. Just get to the facts. Today we're trying to explain what the facts are. If you cause it a few times, I think you'll be able to master it. And Simon Tovkuf Manal Sivkim, which was in the Maram Makomus, the Mechaber writes like this. Shua Shechabo Tishabov Asurim the Chabes Afila and Erosa Lom Sha'ata El Lanichol HaTishabov. That's the Gemara Mefurish in the Sefer Times. Fine. He passed it. HaMechubasim he called them also us. Oh, he's passing the Chorah against Rashi. Passing like Tyson. The Begad Mechubas is us. The Kibbutz Shalano Mutter. What Mutter? What part is Mutter? He quotes in the Mishnah Berurah Chav Beis. Kibbutz Shalano Mutter. Hainu Shalchutz Lartz Mutter Lefisha Ena Kibbutz Yofa Ke Kibbutz Eretz Yisrael. Valkein Mutter Lechabes Ulehaniyach Alach HaTishabo. He will Lechabes Velubosh Bechol Mokom Ozer Beis Yosef. I'm not happy with this formulation. It's playing both ends in the middle, the Chorah. If you want to say the difference in between the Be'er Kibbutz and Azot, one's Melechus Arai, one's Melechus Keva. So, you know, I can understand. The Yisrael Levisha would still remain. But once he says, Ena Kibbutz Yotah, which is what the Ran said, then it should be logical that the Hefer should apply not only to doing the Meister Kibbutz, but to wearing the garment as well. So, I think my time is against the Beis Yosef. If I have to look on his lashon, I don't have it in front of me this minute. Not against the Mishnah Berurah, because it seems to be quoting the Beis Yosef here in Tzidkatan Chav Beis. And he said, Giyot Shalana Wasa. What is Giyot? Well, he puts it in parentheses from the Aruch. Ma'viren ala begadim even cholak la'achlika, which means iron, pressed. Uklay pishtan ein v'amishim Giyot. Vareen ki kibah Shalana. That's what? Go atan lanichan ala chatishabov. I will also the lavshan b'shavua zeh. Okay. The nagu lesser afilu kli pishin afilu kiba shalom. Ben libosh b'chabit lanich. En lahokal b'dava keva shenagu. We have to be machmir because of customs. A lot of customs exist in this whole thing of washed clothes, both in the 9 days, which is our extension of the Shavua Shechabo, and an Avelis prophet. The close game. After the Medina, not the Asa. Yesh Mishakasa, the Kibbutz Shalana Kari Giyutz. Why? Why? Because what's the difference between the two? The water, right? The water, the bubble is in the valley, and Eretz Yisrael is in the hills. No, the Kibbutz Shal Sharaat, that's after the Kibbutz Shal Eretz Yisrael, the Asa. You live in, who knows, in France, in Germany, wherever the people were living in America, the Poconos. And it's horrible gvoz. So it's like Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Bavel. The old, Yesh Mishapirish, the Nimuke, the Giyotainu Mayim Ve'efer on Ezer Bodes, the Kibbutz Mayim Levad. And now as we always do soap, so maybe it's considered to be Giyot. So the Giyot, so therefore, it's at least the equivalent of their Kibbutz, the Kitzah, it's either Mikir Adin or Mimidek, not so on the coolest as far as wearing laundered clothes on Shua Shachavo Tishaba. And the Ramah throws in, we're not already from Rosh Chodesh. Okay, this is where it comes from. So it's Rosh Chodesh until Shua Shachavo is certainly only a minute. From a week from Sunday on, is already a Shalav Adin. It's a big question whether it's a din or not. Depends on many factors, right? What's the difference between whether it's considered, whether our washing is considered to be, three possibilities. It could be less than kibbutz. Kibbutz shlana was nothing. It could be kibbutz, or it could be giyutz. But yeah, we're not exactly sure what our typical wash, you get from kapra. What is it? Is it kibbutz, is it giyutz, is it neither? So we're not so sure what to do, so we're trying to be a machmir and a shayla, either midin or mimidik. So the mechaber already took into account modern technology and geography in discussing what status our washing has. Okay? Tough kuf and aleph, siv gim. Okay, about that? The Rambam has a problem over here. But you know, the Rambam's problem is primarily relating to the Gemara and Tainus. So I'm going to hold off with the Rambam until you have a chance, Mr. Sherman, to before Sunday Shir, to see the Gemara and Tainus. But one comment I have to make already now. We're going to be discussing, Mr. Shem, in the analysis of the various halakhas and minhagim of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, slash Shavuot Shachalbo, and Tishah of itself, that the Rav, the Chavon of the Rav, had a Yisod. The Yisod was that this is an Avera, there are three levels. There's Shiva, Shloshim, there's Beis Chodesh. So too, when they call the Avelas Yishana, or the Avelas, the Rabim, known as Tishah B'Av, and what precedes it, there are three levels. Tishah B'Av is Shiva, there's a Mefurash Gemara. A Gemara Masech Matayin and stuff, you should see in the Ma'am HaKarim. Whatever, that's the Shiva, that's the Atishaba. Shavuot Shachalbo is Shloshim. So for example, you're not allowed to shave in Shavuot Shachalbo. And custom of the 3 weeks is somehow equivalent to Yud Beis Kodesh. That's how the Rav said. There's an obvious question against this, you saw. Which is what? Kibbutz. Kibbutz. According to the Rav, we're showing him a temple of the Rivah. Kibbutz is limited to Shiva. Nonetheless, it's Mefurish in the Mishnah that Kibbutz may not be done in the Shavuot Shachalbo Tishah B'Av, against all Yisod. So I have to tell you that if you look in the Lashon of the Ramban, and this Ramban I think we should read because it has to do with our Rebbe's Torah, you have to read it. Okay? I think this was on the, may have been on the Maramach, I'm not sure, I think so. Page Kuf Tzadi, I believe. His lashon is mashma that's not quite so simple. That Shavuot Shachalbo Tishah B'Av is not really the same as Shloshim, as I remember hearing from Rav Soloveitchik, but it's a little more common. Here we go. He says, "Behold, the Shabbos." Page Kuf Tzadi, eighth line of the page. The Shabbos shall Tisha B'Av Chomer Hu Mishloshim Shal Avel. Then you have Kibbutz. They shall Avel as the Rabbim. Of course, in Yevamot Mem Gimel. Ve'ein Lemeidim Kal Ni Chomer La'achmer Olam. So you can't bring riots here and there from one to the other. Sounds a lush in the Ramban as a Chomer Be'etzen. It's intrinsically more Chomer. However, if you look on the Tosfos, which you can add to the Yevamot Chomer now too, number three, Tosfos Yevamot Lama Zayin Amad Beis. Excuse me, Mem Gimel Amad Beis. Dibra Maskel Shiny. You need to read the first part of Tovim Tomer, if you can. There it's Mashma, it's not intrinsically Mochamer, but the Raya is a Davashem Befarhesia. That's a public thing. And it's a public thing, so we have to be more concerned with it. So that means it's Avelus to Rabin. As opposed to Rashi, you know, you look at Avelus to Rabin as a Kula, so it's a Chumra, and it would not necessarily be against the Yisod, which the Rav said. Okay? I just wanted to bring that to your attention right away. Let's go a little further. It's Tosfos in Yevamot Mem Gimel Amud Beis. What's the Ramaso? Shan. The Sylvia and Thomas. They're on both sides. Bottom line, in Hilchos 9 days, let's get to it. To wash clothes in the 9 days, no way. Either Medina or Midman Haga. Impossible. To wear iron clothes, Shua Shekalvo, forget about it. We assume it's not allowed. Is it Medina or Midman Haga? Again, it's unclear. Why is it unclear? Because the Issa Gias in the Gemara Chav Gimel is limited to certain new clothes, white clothes. It's the whole discussion, what kind of clothes, and we are clothes not always those kinds of clothes. To wear freshly laundered clothes, it's a machlek, as we said before. Rashi is makel, the kolbo is makel, Rashi is makel, and Tosfos is mach, Tosfos and Rabbanan machmir, we'll see later, that the Rambam is also presumably a makel. So Tashas Rashi and the Rambam on the one hand, I'll discuss the son of the Rambam, and the Tosfos and the Ramban on the other hand. Very interesting question I have. Can we say Alokha Kadiri on Makel of Ovil? Now we're getting to the nitty gritty. You have to know. You apply the principle, and when do you apply the principle of Alokha Kadiri on Makel of Ovil? Here, for example, the Shulchan Aruch passes the Chumra, like the Ramban, the Shin Pei Test. Do we have a right to say, well, I don't care what the Shulchan Aruch said. I heard as a Kla Alokha Kadiri on Makel of Ovil. I'm not talking about some late 20th century rabbinical personality. But, you know, maybe his day is Ishkan Day or whatever he may say. So by Rashi and the Ramban, they say that they have a cooler by Begadim Mechubasim. Can you rely on them in Hilchos Avelos? I don't know. Shulchan Aruch didn't rely on them. Shulchan Aruch also the Klal of Halacha Nevi'im Eichel Be'Ovel. So once he didn't rely on them, we let our life with passion. Not so simple. I have another interesting question. Do you apply the principle of Halacha Nevi'im Eichel Be'Ovel by Tisha B'Av in the 9 days? Yes, Ali.
Pashtus, yes.
We'll get to it. Some disagree. Pashtus, yes. What about by Tisha B'Av? I found something. An Or Zeruah in Siman Tov Lamed Dalet. It says you don't apply the principle of Alach the Remekel Ba'ovel with respect to Tisha B'Av. What about the Easter of Talmud Torah? Interesting. Okay. Now let's get to our Avelos proper. Leave out the 9 days. We know we have these Chumras, which are Mimin Hoga. We'll get to the specific part of wearing clothes, and changing clothes, or what clothes. I mention them on Sunday. But what about Avelos proper? What's the din? I asked you to see the Shulchan Aruch. I told some of you saw it by now. I hope that the Ramah quotes a minig not to wear a freshly laundered garment for 30 days. Where'd it come from? The Riva. We saw the Riva. It turns enough to give someone else. But he says it's enough to give it to someone else to try it on for. Catch this now. Sha'acha. But I'm to Yom V'chatzi Yom. It could be like this. First, we just talk about Nisim Yikiradin. Yikiradin, they have to hold their begadim mechubasim al turim Yikiradin. Finished. You need Yom V'chatzi Yom to make it ready. It's no longer considered freshly laundered. But the Ramah is going only the Chumra B'Alma. The Riva is a Das Yochid. Almost everybody else argues with the Riva. Because after a week, there's no Easter of Kibbutz and no Easter of Begadim Mechubasim. Zero. It's a minig. Oh, an Easter which only a minig is enough for a person to wear the Shah Achas. We'll have to define that soon. Shah Achas. I, the Shach and Tzitzkot and Gimel, Shin Pei Tes, is matter even by a beggar in the Guhot, and someone wears a Shah Achas? The answer is, it's all about old garments. And old garments, the Easter is only me, Min Hagar, again, not Medina. And more than that, in the Ramah, in Simatov Kuf Mem Ches, Sif Yud, he says that there are places where this whole minig doesn't exist. There are Makomos where after a week they don't have this minig of Asmi Begadim Mechubasim. So therefore, for all these reasons, it's enough to watch where it's just for Shah Achas. Now here's an important Aruch HaShulch. If you haven't gotten to it yet, if I'm going ahead of you on the Makomos, don't worry. You'll get to it and you'll see, you put the two things together. In Shin Pei Tes, there's a number of important Aruch HaShulchos. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here like this. Rove, we showed him, hold after Shiva, it's Mutta B'Kibbutz. And it's Mutta to wear a Begad M'Kubbutz. Okay? The Ramah says, it's mutter, but the olam nagu bo itzav and nagu shadam achel lov shem tchila. Vachakak lov shem olav aminik ikar. Vachay nagu memedilat eilu liachas shiva. Vim lov shu adam achel rak shah achas. Dai bekach. Taibaka. Kribidumani, says the Aruch HaShulcha. Sha'ata ain't in Sarah Bazeh. Bitin la'achalu b'shaksonis. Why? It's the reason why. It's a harbe anashim kutsim bazeh. Little b'shaksonis shalav shalacher. Ooh. Ooh. The old is b'ksonis ishmahakal afidu l'riva. The ain't in ishim tainuk. And she ef shalelech b'ksonis la yushonu b'pnei azeo. Maybe the Rebbe wasn't talking about a shirt. And then he quotes the some poskim who say the afilu b'tov shiva muta lilvosh b'shabbes sonas lavan. And he says the minig in Europe was Rabbi said yeshiva shavu would love this minig. They changed their clothes only on Shabbos. That's what he quotes. Then the Vardik. The Vardik yeshiva. We have some relationship to that. Ra'anu lovshin rak mishabbes to Shabbos. That's what he says. Some are very machmir that they only take a shower from Shabbos. They're very machmir. All the time. I'm talking about these guys. We have big chumras by us. Okay? See, quotes over here from one of the poskim, the Shabbos shall avail us, Misha ain't a lovish, Ksonis, Mechubas, who chassidus shall stut. Even in the Shabbos of Shiva, how much more so on the Shabbos of Shlosh. I found Echad Min HaGdolim. It's the Piskei Tshuva I asked you to see. Piskei Tshuva is in Sivkot and Beis and Shin Pei Tes. Shekasa Dafila B'chol Muta La'ovel B'tok Shiva La'achlu B'aksonet Ima Yeshana Malaya Zeya or Rebuvia Lo Asher Rak L'Tainub V'lo M'bnei Atzah Kama B'Rechitza. It's the Heter of Isinit. And he asked the Piskei Tshuva, how come no one said it? How come no one wrote it before me? Answer? It's obvious. Obvious. Pretty, very nice. Obvious. There's the Aruch HaShulchan there in Sif Vav and Sif Zayin. Very important Aruch HaShulchan. Very important. Truth is, you look in the fine print, doesn't say it. That's what the Divrei Sofer country, that's what he goes to all the fine print. He checked up on the Aruch HaShulchan and he came out with a big problem. A major problem. He says, number one, if you look on the Rivash, which is the original source of the din, he was machmer even in the undershirt. Chola kasamach lebasar for 30 days. And even there required that somebody else wear it first. Yeah. So Aniyah Zaiti, it's all a matter of how mefunak you are. You ever heard of an Amerikai mefunak? Apparently, in the time of the Rishonim, even the Rivash, that someone else wore your undershirt first. No, yeshivish, and we're not so yeshivish. Apparently, that's a problem. So for us, we are more mefunakim, and therefore there's a heter in this circumstance. Just to give you a marimakim ahead of the game, Rav Moshe Zal has a few psukim which are quoted in the Sefer of the Talmud, Mo'adei Yisurun, which is the laws of the 9 days. And there he writes, if you want to look it up, it's in footnote 112, that's in the chapter on the 9 days, that a person can wear on the 9 days a shirt which has been through the laundry. What's going on? A laundered shirt of measures matter. Why? Quote, Ki mitzlach leches v'tzavar u'beis ha'shechi. That the neck and the underarm get dirty. So therefore what? So what? What's the heter? Presumably the heter is a heter of istinus. Here we go again. Istinus heter. This is the Pesachet Shuvah had over here in Hilchos Avelis. Rav Moshe has it in Hilchos the 9 days. But it's only matter mechubeses, but not migu heter. What do you mean? Not a press shirt, the pastor. We're going to assume for the moment that, you know, we wash shirts with soap and water. It's only considered mechubes. But a pressed shirt you shouldn't wear. There are some people that in their line of work they have to wear starch shirts. It has to be. So Moshe doesn't give them a cooler so easily. So my time is up. I was there the following shura. In the 9 days, it's only a minig to Shavuot Shachabo, you can be make with a pressed shirt. You can have to. But in Shavuot Shachabo, we don't have a good answer because you should better wear laundered garments but not pressed garments. We'll continue this halacha with Hashem on Sunday. Thank you.
Rescue laundry.
Ah, well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Good question. Excellent question. Excellent.